about your day in the Torah way, Rabbi Yisrael Friedman.
The topic of chalomos, of dreams, is a sigya which now we're learning about in the parshias. These parshias are all full of dreams. The parsha of Vayetze, we have the dream of Yaakov Avini, Baha Maria. Later we have the dreams of Yosef HaTzadik. Then we have the dreams of the Sa HaMashkim and the Sa HaOifer. And this week we have the dream of Paroi. And because of these dreams we see the course of history, the course of Klal Yisrael was shaped and changed as a result of these dreams. So the sigya of chalomos is very interesting. What significance do dreams have in halacha? Are we supposed to take note of dreams? Or are we just supposed to turn over and carry on sleeping? Just ignore them. What is the significance, what is the status that dreams have in halacha? So we have Be'etzem a halacha, the Paskin Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reishchov, Haroya Chaloim V'Nafshoi Agima Olav. Somebody who had a dream which has worried him, has unsettled him. Yativeni Ba'ape Telusa Derechimile. One does what's called Hatovas Chaloim. One says it over to three people who mafarish the Chaloim Lutoiva. And says the Gemara, V'yufa tanis levatel chaloim ra ke'esh l'na'oiris. And we have even, says the Gemara, and as I say in the Gemara Bruchas and in Hay, that one should fast a tanis chaloim. This tanis chaloim is so important, we see that even Shabbos Kodesh, when one never ever fasts except for Yom HaKodesh, Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we don't fast, because Shabbos is doicha every Tanis except for Yom Kippur. A Tanis Chaloim, however, person Friday night had a bad dream, he's allowed to fast on Shabbos Kodesh. We see from this that dreams don't seem to be just mere chaloimus. They seem to be something significant that we have to sit up and take note of. On the other hand, we have a Gemara. The Gemara tells us very clearly, Divrei Chaloimus, Loi Malim, Veloi Meridim. That Chaloimus are Bubba Masses, nonsense. Loi Malim, Veloi Meridim. They have absolutely no importance whatsoever. You just ignore them. On the other hand, we have another Gemara, a Gemara Masechs Nedorim, Daf Ches, says the Gemara, Nodihi Bachaloim, if a person dreamt that he was put into chayrim in a chaloim, so he has to go the next day. Sur chasura b'nayudam lahateloi. He has to go the next day, and he has to make a haturas chayrim. So you see that we do take note of dreams. So what is exactly the significance of dreams? When do we take note of dreams? When do we not take note of dreams? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed, that's one of the Ikka Mekoiris about dreams, the Gemara tells us as follows. There was a very rich man who died, and before he was Nifta, he didn't tell his children where all his money was. And they were very, very upset. The father had been Nifta, left them a large sum of money, that they didn't know where he'd put it. And one day, one of the brothers had a chaloim, and the father came to him in a dream, and he told him where he'd put the money, and he told him he'd buried it in this spot. Go there and you'll find him. And in the dream, however, the father told him, but that money you'll find, it's Sadukah money. The son woke up in the morning, he went to that spot, he dug there, and he found the money. Now he had another problem. He only found this money because of the dream. But his father in that dream had told him, but that money is Sadukah money. He came to ask a shala, and the Motem Gepaskin says, the Gemura, Zeho Yemasa V'omri Loi Divrei Chaloimos Loi Malim V'loi Meridim. About this particular case, it's written, Divrei Chaloimos Loi Malim V'loi Meridim. So we're speaking about a chaloim, which obviously was Emes, because he went to this spot, and the man he was exactly where he'd been told in the chaloim. So we see the chaloim is an Emes chaloim. Despite this, he was told, divra chaloimus loimalim loimeridim, that what your father told you, that the money is seduka money, you can ignore that, because you ignore chaloimus. L'chayra, we see the dream as Emes. So if it's Emes, why can we just disregard what he was told in the chaloim? Says the Sefer Chasdei David, fin Hagun Reb David Pardei, one of the great Mephoshim, Alashas of the Tesefti, wrote a Sefer Chasdei David, and he says as follows. There in that Gemara, the Gemara says that the children were mitztaer. They were wondering, where did our father bury this money? They didn't know where it was. They were thinking about it all the time. Where could this money be? It was something which was occupying their minds. Such a type of story, it's normal that a person who's busy with it, thinking about it during the day, by night he will also think about it and can dream about it. The Taz writes in Simon Reish Peches, that if a person saw something bad happen during the day, thought about something bad, let's say, for example, a person saw a terrible car crash, and that night, or a night, or a week later, he goes to bed, and he sees in his dream a car crash, and Nebuch, somebody who he knows very well was in this car and was killed, says the Taz, about this type of chaloim, you don't have to be worried, you don't have to fast. Why? Because, says the Taz, he just dreamt about something which he had seen by day, something which he'd been thinking about by day. That type of chaloim is no message. It's just a replay of what he had thought about by day. Mamayla zuk the Taz, you don't have to fast. Zuk the Chasdei David, because the children of this person were the whole time thinking, where did our father bury this money? It's normal for them to dream about it by night. And although Taka was Emes, the exact spot was Emes, but the actual yesod that they had such a dream is not something which is a Emes a chaloim. It's just a result, a replay of their thoughts by day, and therefore they don't have to fast. And as Oshtei Tochet, he says, Medayik from the Lushan HaRambam, that the Rambam halt ochazoi, because the Rambam says, Omri loy b'chaloim, that the money of your father, sha'atum avakish, that you are looking for. We're speaking about Dafki, they're looking, searching for something. Then this is Nishka Emes HaChaloim. One of the great Gedoylim 150 years ago was the Plotzke Gaon, who's buried in Varsha, famous Gaon, the Plotzke Gaon, the Maril, since. He was asked a shala as follows. There was a man who from one day to the next suddenly vanished into thin air. Nobody knew what happened to him. He just disappeared. Had he run away? Had he been kidnapped? Is he just gone for an extended time and he's coming back soon? Had something happened to him? Nobody knew, and his wife became an agina. One night, the mother of this younger man had a dream, and in the dream, the son came to her mother in the dream, and he said to his mother, everybody's looking for me, we're wondering what happened to me. I'll tell you what happened. I was on a boat, and I don't know whether the boat capsized or he was killed on the boat, whatever, I don't know. He was drowned. He's lying at the bottom of the river bed. If you go to the river, and this spot in this river, go there, you'll find my body at the bottom of the river bed, at this spot. They went there, they got long poles, they dragged out the bottom of the river bed, and they found the body, they brought it up to the surface. He was no longer recognizable. However, there were various under a simonim from his clothes or objects which he had on him to identify the lechoira, this was the missing husband. Says the Maral Tzintz, amongst the various simonim which he used to be matter this woman, this agina, she can get remarried, one of the things was this dream. He said, because this is not a dream which the mother possibly could have made up by herself. Nobody knew that he'd been killed. He just disappeared. For all we knew, he was coming back tomorrow, the next day. So the fact that she dreamt that he died and he was buried at that spot in the river, he said he was mitztarf, not as a heta in itself, but as a sniff, to come along and say that therefore she was allowed to get remarried. And Be'emes we find in the Gemara, Masechtas Bruchas, the Gemara says as follows, Omer Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeini, Omer Reb Yonason, Ein marin loiludem ella mehirhirei liboy. A person only sees by night what he thought about. Omer Rova says, Rova Taida, I'll bring you proof. A person won't dream he saw a tree made out of gold. And he won't dream he saw an elephant going through the eye of a needle. Mamela, if a person was to dream something which is totally impossible, i.e. he dreamt that he saw an elephant going through the eye of a needle, or something similar, or something which he knows he never ever could have thought about, he never thought about it, this is a simon, this is a emes chulim. And as I said before, in this week's parsha, that's why when Paro repeated his dreams to Yosef, he said to him, "Hine sheva puris oilos achreim, dalois veruis toyem oit verakis busa." They were so thin and so emaciated, said Paro, "Loi reisi kohena b'chol eres Mitzrayim l'roya. I've never ever in my life seen such thin and emaciated cows like these cows." Says the Svone, why did Paro have to add in this? This wasn't part of the dream. This was telling him, "I never ever saw such thin and emaciated cows." Says the Svone, what Paro was telling Yosef was, Yosef should think, well, perhaps Paro's dream is a result because he went to inspect his cattle in one of his farms a few days ago, and he'd seen there that the cows looked a bit on the thin side, so it got him a bit upset, a bit worried, and therefore by night he started dreaming about thin cows, about fat cows. Says Paro, "No, no, Yosef, I've never ever seen anything remotely similar to how emaciated these cows were. This dream is not a result, it's not the fruit of some type of something which I'd seen by daytime." Similarly, says the Rebbe Reb Heschel in Chanukah Satoira, that's why in Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov Avini had the dream by Hamariah, and he woke up, stated in the pasuk that Yaakov Avini said, "Uchen yesh Hashem b'mukim hazeh, v'onoichi lo yodoti." Because if he would have known that he's sleeping there, this is the mukim hashchina, so he went to sleep knowing this is the mukim hashchina, so it wouldn't be so surprising that in his dream he dreamt about the shchina. Says Yaakovini, "Uchen yesh mukim hazeh v'onoichi lo yodoti." Therefore, this what I was zoicha to azam moedike dream, this is the emes of his galus hashchina. This isn't because I was thinking about this when I went to sleep. So this is how the Chasdei Dovid with Sfon, they come along and say, when a person has a dream, something which he knows for sure is not the result of something he heard, something he saw, something he read, this is a simon, this is a emes chulim. However, this is not the only pshat in this Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin. The Rimei Leniel comes along with a different pshat in the Gemara. The real is from the Gedolei Hashoinim. The Chayra, this dream in the Gemara Sanhedrin is difficult to understand. How could it be, they said, that this, that divrei chalomos lemalim v'lo meridim? The father came to his son in a dream. He told him, "The money which you're looking for is buried in this and this spot. Go there, you'll find it, but it's stucker money." And about this dream, we say, divrei chalomos lemalim v'lo meridim. L'chayra, why? We see this dream clearly is an emes dream, and the son in his own accord could never ever have dreamt and made up that he knew it was in that spot. He didn't know. So you see it's emes. So it's mechiches emes. So why could it be, how can it be we can divide up this dream and say about this dream which we see is emes? No, the stoker part ignore. Divrei chalomos loy malim v'loy meridim. Zuk d'rei l'niel, and this is a very wichtig yesod. Said the real meal as follows. We're speaking about the father who died left over a number of sons. All these sons are Yoshim. Only one particular son had the dream. Let's say there were five brothers. He left over £500,000. So each one is going to get, if there's no Bechoy, £100,000. Now they found the money. So the four brothers say, we want each £100,000. This brother's going to come along and say, "Yeah, but the second part of the chulim was it stucker, you can't get anything, so that we've got to give all to stucker." So he wants to take away from his brothers their Yerisha al smach a dream, because in the dream he was told this money is stucker. So hold on. So let's look at the lushan of the Rimei Leniel. Says the Rimei Leniel as follows, that we're speaking about Loy of Dinan Afikim Amoina Alpi Chaloim Eile Be'edim Gemirim. In order to take out money from somebody, you need Edim Gemirim. Im Yitzi Sha Yoshim Shaloy Lahamin Oisoi. And therefore, if the other Yoshim don't want to believe him, Reshuim Him. They are entitled to say, we don't believe you. What does this mean? This means to say, says Rima Lemil, Avadai could be this dream is a emes achulim. We see it's emes. However, in order to be moitzi momain, you need proper aiders. A chaloim, however emesic it is, a chaloim is not aiders. And you can't be moitzi momain unless you've got aidim. So therefore, the other brothers can come along and say, listen, it seems to be emes, but you can't be moitzi momain. However, that one brother who had the dream, L'choira, as it came to us, he should give his part to Stuka. The Lorena Leah says, well, I'm thinking about the other brothers who didn't have this chaloim, you can't be moitzi from them. And Azoizuk, the Tashbats also from the Gedolei Roshonim, says the exact same result. Anachni mesipukim b'zeh ha-chaloim im hitzoidik or bilt hitzoidik. We don't know. It could be it's an emes dream. It could be zishke emes dream. V'yodia, and it's well known, ki b'chol dover sheba mumoin, whenever we got a problem about monetary issues, yeshluni lahamet hamumen shenufaboy hasufik b'cheskusoy. We know these sounds are oyoshim midaraisa. You've got now a sufik, emes, efshe, the dream is an emes dream. It could be taka. Well, we have a sufik. We can't, it's not a vadai. I can't be moitzi mumen, says a tashbats, with a sufik. Similarly, now comes along the Maral since the Plotskagun, who said this big chiddush is mitztarif this chaloim as a sniff. Says the Maral since the Zelbe Yisod. This what we see here in the Gemara that chaloim is lemalim veloy meridim doesn't mean that we just disregard the dream. Dreams are above the mass, it's nisht emes. No, we can see it's an emes a dream. What the Gemara means to say divrechalim lemalim meridim is I can't be moitzi mumen when I need aidus. When I need to have a proper aidus, then a chaloim does not constitute an aidus. However, says the Maril since as follows, here we're speaking about being mater en agina. En agina, we know we don't need proper aiders to be mater. It's not like other things. Dover Shiba Mumen, you need two kusha aidim. But when it comes to mater agina, you can even have an aid echad. You can even have an isha. So therefore, you see that by being mater agina, what we need is a bira hadvorim. We need to know the metzius. What happened? He's alive or he's not alive. It's not a din in aidus like normal aidus. Although to be moitzi momoin, we say, I can't be soimach on the chaloim, because divrei chaloim is loy ma'an loy meridim. However, with the gabba being matan agin, I don't need a proper aidus. I need a bira. And this dream is genik a bira. So this is the mahalach in the Gemara in the Sechtes Sanhedrin. So, Lechoira, from this Gemara would appear that only Legaba Dine Momenus, when we're concerned about Momenus, that's when the Gemara tells us, Divre Chaloimus Loimalim Loimeridim. However, what is in other Inyunim? For example, a person had a dream and he was told that the food in his freezer is treif. It was a mix up in the shop and it's treif for meat. He had a chulam, Matsiga Great Morgan, a shine, a chanukah mesibba, and suddenly he was told the donuts are treif, whatever should be his treif. Does he have to take note? He wakes up in the morning and has this vivid dream, don't eat the donuts, the treif, or just ignore it. Comes along the Hamak Shala, the Netziv in this week's Pasha, on his parish on the shelter, and he says, Le'inyan issa veheta, kegoin shiroyim b'chaloyim al chaticha shichaylev. A person had a dream, and he was told in the dream the meat in his freezer is treif. Kedoyme, yesh luchish ledivrei hachaloyim. You have to listen to this dream, ki sveika d'araisa lechimra. And although it's in Makor Chaim on Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lama Tes Hilchas Tefillin, that somebody who dreamt by night that his tefillin are pusul, he has to give them in to be checked. Efshid atakat pusul. However, the Noide Behida isn't so happy with this. And he brings down a machloikas Rishonim. There's a machloikas Rishonim about a particular type of fish called barbita. I don't know what fish is. It's called barbita. The big machloikas horishoinim, is this a kusha fish or is it a treifa fish? A big machloikas or rishonim. Rabbi Natan was mekel. Many other rishonim were mekel. One of the mekelim was Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim, after he was mekel, he was choizer because he had a dream. Pamachas hatir Rabbeinu Ephraim. Nagus Hashri brings it down in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, paid base. Va'omri lo b'chaloim shehite shirutzim. He had a dream, and in the dream he was shown that he was matif for people to eat shirutzim. V'chuzaboy v'osroy. And he was choizer because of this dream, and he said, Rabbi Isai, from now on I'm ushering this barbita. So we see here clearly that Rabbeinu Ephraim from the Rishonim was choishish for a dream legabe issa v'heta. Comes along the noidi behida with characteristic sharpness, and he says, "Ani oima divra chaloimus loy malim v'loy meridim." Like the Gemara says, this, you can ignore dreams. Ema oilam loy shemati loy chiyach dimi bala chaloimus v'shchaloimus shav yedabim. I've never in my life heard you can pasken alucha according to dreams. Ve'im shirabein Ephraim zal hoye tzadik v'chuset gudel v'hoye choshel chaloim. Even if he personally wanted to be choshel for his chaloim that he had, and he was worried about it, ani shoyel asanoi. I ask a question. Loma loibu bala chaloim azel l'shar balatoises. Why didn't all the other balatoises have the same dream as him? Il rabein itam legadoy lehaposkim v'legalis lehemlius near my chalamoisov. And he finishes off. The klal is divra chaloimus lemalim v'loy meridim. You ignore it. Full stop. So we see here we have a big machloikus haposkim. Are we supposed to take note of dreams legaba? Is of a heter, or is the words of the Gemara that Gemara says divra chaloyim leimam leimridim across the board? In the Ran Lamas in Sanhedrin says very clearly as well that when the Gemara says divra chaloyim leimam leimridim, it refers not just merely to mumain. With the Gemara speaking about, it refers to issa veheta as well.
Could you examine the fish outside the
question? This is the machloikus. That was the machloikus. You know, sometimes they come off. They come off, and that's a big machloikus about certain fish. When it comes out of the water, it's difficult to know. And Shiva Sion from the son of the Noidi Behida, so going on the words of his father that he said that Divre Chaloi Muslim Mamlim reading goes across the board, he says as follows, even though we want to say that you always ignore dreams, but that's only concerning Dine Muminus, Dine Issa Veheta, but not Legaba Dine Sakuna. And therefore, that's why the Gemara Masechtas Nedarim said that if a person was put into Chayrim in a dream, so he has to go to a minion and have them to be matter the Chayrim, because le'inyan nidui leish luchish sheboiduazi megalnim l'shamayim sheperunis asida luvay ulav. Somebody's been shown in a dream that he's going to be punished if a sakuna choishishim lemeita. When it comes to a sakuna, then a person has to be choish lemeita. So now we understand it's no contradiction between the Gemara, which the Gemara tells us a person had a bad dream, he should go to make hatuvas chaloim in front of three people. If he's still worried about it, he should do a tanis chaloim. The choyre divre chaloim is leman lemeridim. The answer divre chaloim is leman lemeridim doesn't apply to inyune sakuna, to inyune perunius. When it comes to perunius, then a person has to sit up and take note. Before the Second World War, there was in Vienna, one of the very large kehillas there, wasn't happy with their ruv there, for whatever reason, I don't know. And when he turned 70 years old, they gave him the sack, because according to the law, secular law, when a person is 70, is come to the age of retirement. So they forcibly retired him, and they took on another Ruv, Udam Gudel, in his place. And this first Ruv was very, very annoyed. A chutzpah, who's ever heard of a Ruv being given the sack because he turned 70? Other rabbi, by Zakeinim, Zikne Tamil, Chachomim, Kol, Zmanshus Kinim, Datim, Tosefus Aleim. So he took them to a Din Torah. And the Av Bezin was one of the Gedoyle Harabunim of that time. His name was Rabbi Hidaleib Fine, Hashem Yom Kondumoy, was the Ruv of Slonim. And this, the Ruv who took the killer to the Din Torah, was convinced that he was going to win, because they didn't have a leg to stand on. I mean, they just got rid of him because they just used a secular law. He was sure he was going to win. However, this Rabbi Hidaleib Fine, for some odd reason, refused to give out what the Psak Din was. And for 2 years, he withheld the Psak Din. And then during these 2 years, nobody could understand where he's coming from. Everybody was waiting, and there were many people involved here. They brought another roof to town, and people saying he's going to be booted out of town the second the Psak Din is issued, and the whole kill is going to make to resign. And it was many people waiting, and he refused to give up this Psak Din. Eventually, after 2 years, he gave up the Psak Din, 2.5 years, and then he wrote a Moedika letter. And in this letter, he explained why he hadn't given out this Psak Din until then. And he wrote as follows. He was about to give out this Psak Din 2.5 years earlier. And the Chod Kivir Rebbe came to him in a dream, B'mara Pelui Ma'oid, in a Moedika vision. And he warned him, don't give out this Psak Din. Because if you give out this Psak Din, this Ruv, who was sacked by the Kehillah, is not going to be Moitzi Shenusoi. He's going to die within the year. And writes this Rabbi Yehuda Leib Fein, I was so shaken by this dream, it was such a vivid, clear dream, and I'd never met the Chod Kivir Rebbe, I didn't know him. So it wasn't that I knew him, and he came to me to tell me this. I felt this was an Emes Achulim, and I was decided not to give it out. But I couldn't explain myself, because people would say I'm making up a story, so therefore I didn't give it back. He was so pressurized, he was called to Vorsa, with Agidas Rabunim, and he was threatened, and he's undermining the Kuvud HaTorah, and he's making a Machloikas. He said, so I resigned myself, Chazal said, Divra Chaloimus, Lemalim, Lemaridim, and he gave out this Psak Din. And Taka Kachava, a short time later, this Ruv was Taka suddenly Nifta. And after he was Nifta, this Rabbi Yehuda Leib Fein wrote this letter to Rabbi Nochum Malcha from Chotkiv, asking him to go in his father's cave, that Chotkiv wasn't alive anymore, to ask him for Mechila, that he hadn't listened to him, but he felt he was Oinus. But why did he listen to him for 2 years? Lachoyra Divra Chaloimus, Lemalim, Lemaridim. But however, we see when a person has a chulim, legabe enyunim fin sakuna, demel zukmanish dira chaloimus lemal leridim. We have to take note of a dream where there's something punishment in. It's interesting to note that we have a halucha which all of Klal Yisrael does, only a result of a chulim. Comes to Sikkus, the mitzvah derais, lekach denachem priyetz, hu de kapis temum anafayis ovis, we have to shake arba minim. How do we shake arba minim? We pick up the lilav with the esrog and we shake it together. We have to ask ourselves, who said that's how you should be doing it? Efsha, we should just lift up the lilav by itself, shake it, put it down, lift up the esrog by itself and shake it and put it down. Who said that we have to put it together? Vishtaita, we have to put it together. So the makar is from a dream. The Beis Yosef in Hilchos Sikkah quotes B'Shem the Rikamti, one of the Rishonim, Tzurech lismoichu esrik im shah minim. You have to put the esrik together with the other minim. Shloi lahafrida min abinyan. Don't separate the esrik from the lilav. V'sod zeh nigle alai b'chaloim b'lel yontif harishin. I was zoichu to know this through a dream on the first night of Sikkos. He writes this, askin etzli chusid echot. There was staying in my house a great chusid, Shmoy Harav Yitzchok, and in the dream he saw that this Rabbi Yitzchok wrote Hashem's name, the Shem Havai. First he wrote the letter Yid, then he left a big gap, and then he wrote the letter Hey. Left again a big gap, wrote the letter Vov. Left again a big gap, and he wrote the letter Hey. And I was moich in the dream. That's not the way you write Hashem's name, leaving a big gap together. You're supposed to put it together. He didn't understand the meaning of this dream. He woke up in the morning, and when he went to Shil to davening, he saw this Rabbi Yitzchok, and when he came to making the bruch on the Arba Minim, he picked up the lilav, he shook it by itself, put it down, picked up the esrog, he shook it by itself. Then says Rikanti, now I understood what the kavun of this dream is, because we know the Arba Minim are keneged meramas on the four letters of the Shem Havai, and therefore I understood now what was the meaning of this dream. This is what the Beis Yosef quotes to us that we should know not to do like Rav Yosef. So we see here very clearly that how a chaloim can be negeya ladina for all of Klal Yisrael. Another yesod, how to identify Emes a dream, is written also in the Orach Chaim HaKodesh. If we look in this week's Parsha, and also in last week's Parsha, when Yosef HaTzadik said over the dreams to his brothers, you see, he said again and again the word Vehineh. Said Yosef, listen to my dream. Vehine anachni malim alim soy chasude. Vehine kuma alimusi. Vehine tesibena alimusechem. Similarly, in this week's parsha, when Paro said over his dream, he also said the word vehine. Vehine oy medalayoi. Vehine minai oy le sheva puros. Vehine sheva puros achayus oy sacharem. Arthur Chamakud, why do they keep on repeating vehine, vehine, vehine? Says the Orach HaKadosh, one of the simunim to identify an emissary dream is when the dream is crystal clear. So the Orach HaKadosh, while the dreams about which it's written, Divrei Chaloimus, Loimal, Loimaridim, those are dreams which are hazy, which are mixed up, it's not clear. But when a person sees a vivid, vivid, lifelike, crystal clear dream, this is not just merely a dream, says the Orach HaKadosh. Yagid ki ein chaloim Bilbul Hadas, Elomoidin Oisoi Elyoinim Lamala Asidois. He's being shown from above, he's being shown what's going to happen. There's also, one could say, why Rabbi Yidaleib Fein took note of this. Of this dream is as follows. Although we said chaloimus loimalim veloimeridim, however, it's possible that the Gemara is only speaking about simple people. But great tzaddikim and gedolim, about them it could be we don't say this klal, divra chaloimus loimalim veridim. The Gemara says in Baba Basra and Dafkif Samachay that shulosh aveiros ein udam nitzel behem b'chol yoim. Every single day a person is over these three aveiros, says the Gemara, hir aveiros. He's not mechavan properly by davening and avak lushen hora. Says the Mashur, although the Gemara says ein udam nitzel, the Gemara doesn't mean a tzaddik. A tzaddik, we're not speaking about a tzaddik. It could be, just like when the Gemara says divra chaloimus lemal levloimeridim, the Gemara refers to regular people. However, great tzaddikim are different. The Ger Rebbe, the Lev Simcha, lived for an extended time in Eretz Yisrael before the Second World War. And in 1935, he was living in Yerushalayim. And Friday night he had a dream. And in his dream he dreamt that his older brother, he had an older brother called Reb Yitzchok. He dreamt that his older brother Reb Yitzchok had been nifta. That was his dream. Sunday morning he went to the Beis Din in Yerushalayim, and one of the Chushev Dayunim, his name was Reb Fishel Bronstein, he would say over the story. Lev Simcha was a younger man. He came to him and he asked a shala, does he have to sit shiva? Because he had a dream Friday night. He looked at him. What on earth are you talking about? A dream? You don't know divrei chaloimus lemalim veloimeridim? Said the Lev Simcha, the Gemara is only referring to somebody who says nishkem balabus of zam machshuvus. A person who says a balabus of zam machshuvus of aim vet nish gezuk divrei chaloimus lemalim. Azo the Lev Simcha gezuk matazah pshitus, and he walked out. Went by a few hours of the next day, a telegram arrived in Yerushalayim from Ger that suddenly, unfortunately, this Reb Yitzchok, the older brother Lev Simcha, had a heart attack. He was a younger man in his 40s. He'd had a heart attack out of the blue Friday afternoon from 1 second to the next, and he had been nifta. One can imagine the whole of Yerushalayim was talking about this thing. And Be'emes the Yesod of Lev Simcha steht klar in Orchis Sadikim. In Och Sadikim and Shaho Emes, says the Och Sadikim, like we already explained, a person dreams by night that what he thinks about by day. Says the Och Sadikim, Mi Shemargil Asmi Shikol Machshavois of Emes, somebody who he's by day, he also, all his Machshavois of Emes, Gamba Laila Yire Maris Emes. By night he will also be shown Maris Emes, Vyede Hu Asidus, and you will know the future Kamoi Maluchim. I heard a story just a few years ago of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita made a siyum on a Masechta, I think Masechta's Bruch, she made a siyum on Masechta one day in the 9 days with Buso V'yayin, or Yayin, L'cholapuch, I don't remember all the details, but he made a siyum with Yayin in the 9 days. And the people, the family asked him, what siyum is this? They didn't notice he was learning Masechta's Bruchas. So he said, last night in my Hadachulim, Nechogelen, the Gansa Masechta's Bruchas in my Chulim, and that's therefore he made the siyum. So this is again, it's a great chiddush, this story, because Bishloim gemach the seam throughout the year. Nachulim. Okay, we're speaking about in the 9 days when there's an issa of busa v'yayin. He made the seam and drank wine, which is the issa, because it got in his chulim. What the Messiah gave him mesachdes bruchas. I think. So you see here again this yisod as oibek a chulim. That he was Messiah Masechta, this was genik emes for him to make a seim in the 9 days. As a story, a moedika story, again, we see this, how negeya la halucha this could be. This is a very radical story, drastic story. There's a story from the Alter Chaltkiv Rebbe, Reb David Moshe, Schesid Noleini. There was a man who kept on having a recurring dream. His father came to him in the chulam, and he said to him, "Why are you not saying Kaddish for me? I've been nifta, why are you not saying Kaddish for me?" He woke in the morning, couldn't understand it. His father's alive. Night after night, his father comes from Chulam, "Why are you not saying Kaddish? Come make head or tail of it." So he gefunken Chotkev to the Alter Chotke Rebbe, and he told the Rebbe, "I don't understand this Chulam." So the Rebbe said to him, "Tell me, when you were born, did you have a wet nurse, a lady who nursed you?" So he said, "Yeah, is she still alive?" Said, "Yeah." So the Rebbe says, "I want to speak to her. Please bring her here." So he went, old lady Banau, brought this lady along to Chaltkiv. And when she came in, the Rebbe said to her, "To me you can tell the truth. Whose son is this man here?" And when he said that to her, she straightaway admitted, and she said as follows. Her panusa was, this was used to be in the olden times, used to be poor women. Their panusa was, they would nurse other people's children. And she had taken in this child to nurse him. And she had a baby of her own. And one day, somehow, her own child, Nebuch Loeleni, had been nifta. That this child that she'd taken in had been nifta. And she was now very worried how she's going to go along and tell the parents of the child that their child, which she was looking after, had been nifta. And if she admits to it, she's going to lose all her clientele. Nobody's going to want to entrust anymore with her children. So what she did was she made up with her husband that they would pretend as if it was their child, which would be nifta, and not the other child. And her own child, she gave back half a year or a year later, whenever the child. Or 2 years later, whatever, she gave it back to this other family. So she said, "Now my husband had just been recently nifta a few weeks ago. And this man here is Be'emes, it's my child. And this is my husband's child. And now he's come in a dream to ask this child to say Kaddish of him." This is what she said over. There's not really much time. But this story has got a lot of halachic implications. And there was a koivitz which came out, Tel Talpiyos, in Tufresh Samaches, 1908, and the Zayid Rabbi Yossel Halpern found this koivitz, and he put together this shala with this story. And there is the identical shala was asked to one of the great rabbonim of the time. His name was the Weizener Ruv, Rabbi Shaya Zilberstein, was at Udam Gudel. He was asked, the shala there, you can see it, it's Machberes Tezayin, Shnas Tufresh Samaches. He was asked this shala. And he dismisses this shala out of hand. And he says, we know as a clear Gemara in Masechtas Kedishin, in Daf Ayin Gimel, and Ayin Dalet, that we know a father is only Ne'eman to say, this child is my child, as long as he hasn't established a chazoka k'neged them. That means if a person were to turn out of the blue, and he hadn't been here for the last 50 years, he'd walk in here, and he said, "I was separated from my child 50 years ago. You, Yankel, you're my son." We would believe him, because there's no chazokah neged them. He never made the chazokah that it's not his child. So a father is Ne'eman, says the Gemara, la'olam, to say this person is his child. And this was after the Second World War, that people were separated for decades. And then when they reunited, people said, "You are my child. I was separated from you in this ghetto. And whatever, and you're my son, you're my daughter." A father is Ne'eman la'olam. Says the Gemara, a midwife is only Ne'emenes Yad. She's Ne'emenes to say, this child, he's a Koyan. You've got a hospital, the midwife says, this child, number one, he's a Koyan, he's a Levi, he's a Bechoy. But she's only Ne'emenes Miyad. So this midwife is not Ne'emenes 20, 30, 50 years later, come along and say that this child is my child and not Yenem's child. not in their manners. So whatever she said is we cannot accept that. And even the father, who's Ne'eman Le'olam, he's only Ne'eman Le'olam as long as he himself hasn't established a chazoka kenegedim. However, here this father, the father of Benifta, the husband of the midwife, he lived there in the same town or village, and he has come along and had never said a word till now, although he knew who this man was. He never once said a word that this child is really my child and not Yenna's child. So he has established a chazoka that this is not his child. So therefore he can't come along and now say, really, it's my child. So this is what this Rabbi Shaul Zilberstein writes. Clearly, it's a very negel halacha, and end of story. However, I see from this story, from the Chotki Rebbe, the fact that he called this Isha Menekes to hear her story. If she's got nothing to say, she's not Bechlal Ne'emenes, so what did he call her for? The fact that he called her would appear that he did give some type of validity to what she's saying. He did want to hear what she's saying. But what do you want to hear what she's saying for, if what she's saying anyway is not Ne'emenes? So Lefi Devareini, I want to say as follows. We already explained very clearly, Chaloimus Loimalim Veloimeridim, that's when you want to be Moitzi Momoin. However, the Maral Tzins, the Plotzke Gaon, relied on a Chulam to be Mater and Agina. Lechoira, if you can't be Moitzi Momoin through a dream, how can you take out a woman who's got Cheskes Eishes Ish? You take her out from being a Cheskes Eishes with a Chulam, said the Maral Tzins. No, because to Mamata Agina, you don't need Eidus. What you need is just a Bira Hadvorim. As though the Plotzke Gaon Gezug, Melech no Kasha from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now, we need to establish that what a father is Ne'eman to say, this person is my child. Is this a din in Eidus, or it's a Bira Hadvorim? The Pashtus is that it's an Eidus. As though you look at the Gemara in Masechtas Yevum Mustaf Mem Zayin, Ein Eidus Lenochri. A Goisha father is not Ne'eman to say, this is my child. Ein Eidus Lenochri. I see it's a din in Eidus. It's an Eidus, you can't, as we said, establish Eidus just relying on a Chaloim. However, there are many Poskim who disagree and say, although the Gemara uses that terminology, Ein Eidus Lenochri, it doesn't mean the Gemara's terminology is that it's Midin Yakir. A father's got a Din Yakir, he can say, I recognize this is my son. Right from Chaim Velozhna, Hakuras Ha'ov, that where father recognizes his son, Loi Mikra Eidus Klal. That's not called Eidus. And therefore we know that even somebody who's Pusul Eidus, a person who's a Rusha, who's not Ne'eman in Bezdin, a Rush is Ne'eman to say, this is my child. But he's not a Kusha Eid. Similarly, even somebody who can't speak, so we would invalidate his Eidus in Bezdin. However, if we ask him, is this your son? And he nods his head like this, although he can't speak. So it's good enough. Why? Because Zugna Mephoshim, Azoy Shtaitin Avne Meliyim, Shev Shmatza, it's not Midin Eidus. The Gemara uses that terminology. Rather, it's the Schiss of the Ov that he's Ne'eman to say, this is my child. So therefore, it could be, although when we want to be Moitzi Mumen, Chaloim is Leman Lemidim, but here we don't need Eidus. So like we can be Mata Eishes with Agina, this would also be enough. Now the second Tana of the Rav Shaya Zilberstein, the Weizner Ruv, that we can't rely on the father, because even if the father would be alive and come here today and say, this is my son, we would not believe him, because a father cannot establish chazoka when he himself has established chazoka, it's not his child. It could be again, one could be machalik. Why? Because although Ein Achai Yochel Lahachish Achai, why should we believe you now more than we believed you before? But once he's nifta, it could be it's different. Hagun Reb David Sperber, one of the great poskim in his Tshiva Sefer Afrafstuka the Anya, was asked the following shala. There was somebody who was nifta, and he was buried in Warsaw. He was nifta there, he happened to be buried there. He came in a dream afterwards to his mother, and he came to dream and he said he's very, very annoyed why he was buried there in Warsaw. He wants to be buried, I think, in Lodz or somewhere else where his grandfather's buried. And he was very annoyed about it. Brengt Reb David Sperber a Sefer Chassidim, state in Sefer Chassidim a Masa, where the Sefer Chassidim said that Mesim are very, very makpid about their covered. And if a mess comes after he was nifta and it demands something what he wants, the Mesim are makpid about it and the Toveya, and one shouldn't shepherd with him. So therefore, Zukta Rav Dov Shterbe, you see that when a mess comes along and says something, don't ignore it. So although the Gemara says, Chaloimus, Loi Malim, Vloi Meridim, that's when somebody who's alive comes to somebody else, or somebody who's Nifta comes to tell you something about somebody else. But a Nifta comes in a Chulam to demand something for his own cover, that he needs it, then we'll do the Sefer Chassidim and the Oilem HaEmes, they know what's important, and then there's Ikam. So it could be again, that although we don't believe a person in this world to undo what he's already established, a chazoka, that's in this world. But when a person gets to the Oilem HaEmes, Efshez Anish, so Mekenish Vissen, I'm just saying it, Ha'ora Ba'alma. Chanukah is Gematria 89. Hachaloim is Gematria 89. The reason is because we know Shtetan Alas Sforim comes Chanukah that Nizgala the Oy Hagunas, which is the Oyra Shel Mashiach. We say Shir Hamalois B'Shiva Shema Siyoin Hoyini Kacholmim. When Mashiach will come, either two Pshotim, either it's going to be so unbelievable, it's going to be like a dream, or the Pshat is Hoyini Kacholmim will realize that the Gulis, it's finally over, was a dream. It wasn't the real world. The real world is Mashiach will come. Hoyini kachom, and we'll see everything till now was a dream. Therefore, Chanukah was let nisgala, the oyagunes, this is gematria, hachaloim, the boishim zoltaka helfim, b'shiva shemasiyin, hoyini kachom, umen ken yirutzen. Amen.